I'll tell you a story. There's a lot. These week's parshas about Tasriya, Mitzrayim, and all the Meraglim parshas are coming up. So anyways, now's the place where you talk about the Inanim of Lashon Hara, Shmiras HaLashon. You have to know that a lot of you Bachurim are in the years of where these are the years that people are going to ask you in Shidduchim questions and whatever, you know, about other Bachurim. And Mimela, you're in a position now where you have to be able to answer questions about other people in a way where you have to give over information. You have to, you know, you have to tell the information, because if you're not going to tell the right information, then the other person might suffer. So you're not doing a big chesed of you. You think you're a big tzaddik. You're not going to say what the person is. I've had it when it's a tayelis, you know. So but let's say, you know, you're not going to tell the information that she's going to have to suffer with this. You know, he's like a monster from Gehenna. So you're going to say he's a wonderful guy, and then she's going to be married to this dragon. And whatever. So you have to say mitzad sheni. Mitzad sheni, it doesn't work like that, you know. Just okay, so you say everything and whatever, right? Because mitzad sheni, then nobody would be married, right? And also, you could always find bad things. There's always bad things about a person. So it's a tightrope. It's mamish a tightrope. Like Lamashal. So somebody had a recently a shaili. He asked me like this. He said that he was going to a dira, and there were neighbors which were incredibly. What's the word I'm looking for? Insane, right? The upstairs neighbors were not normal, and they would bang the whole time, and they were mamish insane. The neighbors from Gehenna mamish, right? Those neighbors, you know what I'm talking about? The worst neighbors. And then when you see them in the hallway, you just like, you know, you wonder why God give these people to live, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? So somebody was asking this person about his dira. Is there any problems in the dira? So the person says, no, there are no problems in the dira. No problems in the dira. What does he even mean? What does he mean? There's no problems in the dira. Yeah. Right. You know, some people should not be allowed to learn, right? But you know, it's no problems in the dira. There's a problem outside the dira. So in the dira, I don't even know what he meant. Right? But like, you know, this person found out afterward. Imagine what kind of suffering he would have gone through if this person's leaving the dira kimat because of these evil neighbors, right? And is that not a big tayal? And he asked. You could say, I don't know. If he doesn't ask, it's all shaila, which cases you have to offer the information about. Because not every single thing bothers every single person. Just the marshal I'm just trying to give. So you're on a tightrope. Mitzad sheni, if you tell them, not everybody's bothered about noise, right? This guy who's coming in, you know, he some people, they come in with the fridge. You know, there's like a big fridge in the back, right? This guy comes in, he has a one of those box booms, you know, those big speaker lock and does, you know, right? And he doesn't mind noise. He's going to make friends with these guys, you know, whatever. So not everything that bothers you is something that bothers them. You understand the tightrope and the problem of here? So what are you going to do? You're going to say, the neighbors make noise. So if it's the first thing that you're hearing and it's the first thing, then obviously it must be so extreme and so incredibly bad and whatever, right? So that's what you're dealing with in Shidduchim. That's what you're dealing with. So you're on a tightrope. You're on a tightrope. And the way you say it. So for example, so somebody called me the other day, the bacher. The bacher was short, right? Bacher short. What's the job? The bacher's short. He's, you know, he's not whatever. He's not, you know, like accidentally step on him and you know so but he's short, whatever. Right? So the person called me, I'm the Rebbe, to ask me about the bacher. Right? And the first question, the answer is a weird thing, right? They said to me, how short is he? How short is he? I said, like, you know, it's like a weird way to start a conversation. I said, you know, also, you know, I don't walk around with like a ruler. What do you want from me? I was like a little bit surprised. Like, it was the first question that he asked me. The first thing they should ask me is like, you know, what's the first question they ask a Rebbe? Does he, what? Does he smell? Does he, what? I don't know. But the first question that they asked me, right? The first question, if you want to know my opinion, they asked me, does he pick his nose during the shiur? Right? You know, I'm sitting there giving a shiur, and the guy goes all the way to his back. Not the Chinese guys. That was so fun. But what's the first question? Is he short? It's like a weird question to ask a Rebbe. So I probed a little bit. I said, just, you know, in curiosity, where did the question come from? So he said, well, they just called a certain bacher to ask about the bacher. And the first thing he said is, you know he's short. You know he's short. Now, you know what? He is short. He is short, right? But this is a good example of you have to know in Shidduchim how to talk. That's why I love this example, right? He doesn't realize the bacher is he's shorter than other bacherim, right? And this girl, she's a chmein, she's like a little smurfetta zagevet, you know, she's like this tall. What do you want? Who do you think you're gonna get? Like a big gedali gumba gevein, look, right? You know, she's a yay tall, he's yay tall. No, the whole thing was a pellet to me, right? Now, the Eibishter fear the Velt does that. That's how he does it. He puts tall people together. He puts short people together. And doesn't hate us, right? You know what I'm saying? But my point is that. But the first thing the Bacher said is, you know, he's short, right? So what happened? No, this is a great example, because what Shaykh is that should be the first thing. Number one, number two, is it something that you have to offer the information? They're not going to realize. It's going to come on the day, you know. Hi, hi. What are you doing standing on the chair? Right? Well, I don't know, you're also. No, you have what I'm saying? Like, this is not the first thing that you have to say. And this is a real halacha. This is halacha. This is not the, you know, some weird hashkafa. This is halacha. The halacha is that you have to have a seichel when you're talking chidduchim. You have to realize that the words you say are going to have ramifications. This is such an important limit. I could do it all day, but I want to get to what I came for, to give you nice geshmaka things from the Torah, from Navi and whatever. But no, but you understand, this is so, I'm going to prove it from the Navi now. But you understand, it's a real thing. Other example. No, I'm not saying, let's say they would say the Bacher, this Bacher has a lot of milas. You first focus and you say what his milas are, right? You know that not every Bacher has so many milas. He knows how to brush his own teeth, and he's toilet trained during the daytime or whatever. I don't know. You find the nice things to say about him, because there are going to be things that you might have to say l'tayelis. So the general picture is what we're going for over here. The Stipler says that in a shidduch, there's no really bad sim, unless it's a total mekach toyes, like there's things that the person can't be married and whatever. But always in life, in every marriage, there's going to be a billion things that are going to be that if you would have known that beforehand, it's not shayach, nobody would get married, right? If I would have known, I would have the slightest bit of agmas nefesh, so then why would I get married to that person? I'm obviously going to try to find the other fish or some other flounder or abyss of tuna, give him in the sea, you know? Why would I go for this? You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, what you're trying to do is you're trying to give a good picture of the person. Is this somebody that you could be married to, right? So if the first thing, it happens to be this Bacher, is a tremendous, tremendous Baal Chesed, a tremendous Baal Chesed. He's the one that's always doing for other people and whatever, and this, that, and whatever, right? So if you were to start out and you say he's an unbelievable Baal Chesed, he's unbelievable this, that, and whatever, and then they ask you how tall he is, because I don't think tall is a good example, because you don't even have to offer it. It's a kind of question that, like, they'll find out, whatever. I don't like that, right? But let's say it's not tall. Let's say it's something you would have to say. But he's a tremendous Baal Chesed, but he's not the biggest masmid, you know? He comes to the Starim, right? On Leil Seder, you know, and, like, you know, he doesn't come to the Starim during the rest of the year. And, you know, on Shavuos, he makes coffee for everybody, right? You know, and you gotta know. So you don't focus first, but you don't know his daughter, right? She's like Gavain Lakavashti, Gavain. You know, she also doesn't want this. It's not like you're, you know. So what do? The first thing you say is, you know, he's not the biggest Talmud Chacham, not the smallest Talmud Aretz. And you don't start like that. The first thing you start with, you say, this is a person, the girl is going to marry him, she's for sure going to have, you know, everything taken care of, he's a Baal Chesed, this, that, and whatever. So much coffee, you know, she's flipping up and down, right? You know? And then afterward, they're going to say, you know, what's with learning? Okay, you say, look, his strong point is his Chesed. They have a brain, they heard what you said, right? I just asked you about learning. You said his strong point is his chesed, right? You know, is what about learning? His strong point is his chesed. Does he learn? Right? He doesn't rip gemaras. Yeah. I'm not. Whether I'm joking or not, but you get my point. So what are they going to come out with? They're going to say that my daughter also doesn't. You know, she's not so interested in that. She needs a Baal Chesed. But let's say you start the other way. And you say, you know, they right away, you know, you start talking about how he's, you know, mamish not a masmid. So first of all, everything you're saying gets magnified also, right? If you say he's not a masmid, but in Shidduchim everyone exaggerates. So you have to know how to talk on, I'm having a conversation with you now, right? So if I'm talking to you now and I say he's not a masmid and everyone in Shidduchim, you know, I magnify. So then what did I just hear? He hates Torah, right? He hates Torah, right? He hates Torah, right? No, I'm not joking. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Think about what would happen. Just one moment. Think what happened if somebody would talk. So how do you say it? You have to say it the way I just said it. You know, if his taka doesn't learn at all, say learning is definitely not a strong point and whatever. And then they hear you. I'm not teaching you to lie. I'm teaching you to tell the truth, right? And each case is very complicated. I'm not saying, and you can't say, hold on, I have to call Rabbi Callis. Right? I know you want, like, you know, sometimes, you know, I got to call Rabbi Callis and he'll tell me if I'm allowed to tell you about the Bacher, right? No, you have to do all the normal things like Hello? 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 I can't hear them. I can't. Hello? 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 I can't hear them. Brother Callis. Hey, Callis. Quickly. Right? They're asking about Igor. Itake hates Torah. What do I do? No, I saw him last night. He was ripping up Gemara. It was terrible. Just ripping and ripping. Crazy thing. No, you got my point. Yeah. So you have to start, you have to give the general picture of something toif in order that they're getting the real picture. Everybody has to have it. So here, what should they have said? The boys of Balchet said this, that. And then if they would have asked about Short, you would say, you know, good things come in small packages. Aaron Cutler wasn't known to be some Ken Grois, Shraggy Palaces, you know. I'll tell you what to laugh, kid, all right? You know? No, you understand what I'm saying? So then they heard he's unbelievable, and Aaron Cutler was short, right? And whatever. Okay, the end of the story. Now, am I right? Am I right? Of course I'm right. No, but am I right? Am I right? You see that the first thing they want to know about this guy is, how short is he? And they're asking a Rebbe. It's so mufka, right? You know, like, it's how short is he, right? So you get my point? That's a general clout. You have to yes say. Now, what do you want to ask him? Sorry?
All right, so like last year, like by my yeshiva, for like if you have like an inspector coming in, they said that you have to clean up everything because when the inspector comes, it's like, this is the school at their best. Yeah. So they lower everything.
I was a counselor in camp also. I also remember telling the kids, sweatshirts. Right, black and blue marks. I met, you know, and clean up. And no, I was the counselor who would give, you know, yell at the other counselors that it wasn't Peseder how they treated the children or whatever. But I know what you mean. Go on.
Say like they made you clean up everything and you look as
perfect. Yeah, because if this is how it looks when the parents come, then maybe there's a chance, right? Yes, that's the same Lundis.
But it's not how the school looks.
I'm saying that's the same Lundis, right?
Really?
Yeah, because even then. No, if I care, what would happen if the parents would walk in and you would see, like, you know, and all the beer in the toilet, and right, you know. So this is what it looks like now. Could you imagine what it looked like yesterday? Right?
No,
you know,
maybe that's just what it always looks like.
What?
That's
not
what you think. But people don't assume that. So
people don't assume that. People don't assume
that. You don't try anything to clean up at all. They just think that's the key. What is
it? Were you in camp? Which camp? There was one kid we just didn't even know what to do with. Right? It was just like, you know, it was just like, one, you know, just like everything, put it under the cover, right? Am I the only people that, right? So like, we took the kid and put him on there. What like, to do with the guy? Oh my goodness, he's still there. The kids are. So let me prove this from Navi. Okay? No, because it's Mamish this week's Aftoyer. It's this week's Aftoyer. You guys know what Aftoyer is, right? You guys know the Aftoyer, it's like when. You know the kiddush is going on. You know what's going on about Torah, right? So this week's Haftorah talks about the it's an interesting thing. The Haftorah really starts, like as if the Haftorah isn't long enough, right? But the Haftorah starts in Pesukim before, and for some reason we don't lane it. But there was a little bit of a story. I have a minute. I can tell you a story. Now it's Navi. It's easy. And no gishmak. So look what it says here. So it says here that there was a king. His name was Yehoiram. Right? Okay. Now they had big tzaras and problems. What was the problem? The problem was that Aram made a siege around Eretz Yisrael for 7 years, and there was Aram. They wouldn't let any, you know, the economics was killed. They couldn't let in any BDS, old story. The same story. They didn't let in any trading with the Israelis. What?
Sanctions.
No, it's gone to sanctions. So for 7 years there was a Rav. Okay? And this is Yoram, the son of Achav. And he is now the king of Eretz Yisrael. And Elisha is the Navi of this time, right? You all know what this is. There's a book called Nach. After some mushroom, they have it. You know what I'm talking about? Or no? If there's a book after the Nach, burn it, right? In December. Anyways, so it says like this. It says, Vahi Rav Gadol. There was this terrible Rav. V'nei Tzarim Alav. And it was so bad that a Rosh Chamor, how much did it cost to buy a head of a Chamor? Was Shmoinim Kesef, right? 80 shekel. For 80 kesef, right? And the roiva kav cheryoinim, this seems to be in like the dung of a little flagel. It was chamisha kesef. You know how much it cost? The prices were naira. Prices are naira. So one day, there's the king of the Klal Yisrael, and he's walking on the chayma. Visha tzaka, I love, and a lady screams out, Hashia doini amelach, please help us, save us, king. So he says, what do you want from me? The Navi's gishmak when you read it like this. If you read the Navi like this, Vayhi melech Yisrael, oivir Allah, then you hate it. But if you read it, you read what's going on over here. Help us! Help us, she screams. And he says, what do you want from me? If a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to help me, I and Yavo Yezri, my and Hashiach, what should I do? So he says, what do you want from me? So she says, look, I have this problem with this other lady. He fights with the neighbor. Imagine this is like the king of Klal Yisrael, right? This is, you know, here he is. Al Tnias B'neich, he says, we had a deal, me and this other woman, right? We had this deal that we're going to eat both our children, right? So, you know, yesterday was a big day in Medina Israel, you know? There's a lot of barbecues and Dachin, right? I think for Shaila's yard site, Miss Tama. No? There's a lot of birds. So Shaila's yard site. So we're going to make a barbecue. We're going to eat your child. The next day we'll eat my child. And that was the deal they had. So great. Tanias b'neich, nochel na'ayroim, v'spini noichel mocher. And tomorrow we'll eat my son. V'nevachel spini. So I cooked my son today. Okay, so your turn now, right? Now we have to eat your son, okay? And you know what she did? She saved all the food for herself. She ate her own son, and she didn't share. So we have a din Torah. Could you please help us? When Yoram heard this, he writes to Kriya. This is the matzav. So what do you do when the matzav is so bad? He said, this is the matzav. This is the matzav that Klal Yisrael in. Ka Yosef, no, in Cain, let's go kill Elisha. Let's go kill the Navi. Well, the Navi, what do we kill the Navi for? You know, when you read the Navi, and there's no Seder at the time, right? So let's go kill the Navi. So the Malbim, the Mefarshim explained there because the Navi should have davened. And it's not, you know, it's obviously his fault. So the Tzaddik's fault, the Gadol's fault, right? So let's go kill the Navi. Elisha, Yosef, Bebesas, Cain. So Pitom comes in. A Maluch. The Maluch doesn't mean a Maluch, it means a Shliach. The Shliach of the king came. Voimel Skeinim. He says, Vaisem, Kishalach Ben Amaratzeach Hazeh. So Elisha says, I don't know, this guy looks like the Echmein, like the godfather's Yingledart, and you know, he ain't gonna have, doesn't look like I'm about to have an Arichas Yamim over here. Right? And then, Ruki Bay a Maluch, this Maluch at Kokimin, comes in, Vadena Medaber, Hine a Maluch Yoyred, comes in, what's the guy called in the godfather? I don't know from these things, but I used to yell at the Bachrim that would look at these things, but they would talk about it afterward, right? They would come in with the black glove and Yoyred El Yoyme, Hine Zois, Hara Meis Hashem. Michael says, look, this is very bad, but what do you want from me? Elisha says, for your, what do you have a name?
Luca Bratzi.
Luca who?
Luca Bratzi.
Right, Reb Luca. For your Elisha. Shimut Vashem. He says, all right. The Navi says, give me a chance. He tells the Yoram is there. Now he tells him, give me a chance. Vayoyim Elisha, so he's there. He's ready to kill, right? He has with him like a BB gun. Vayoyim Elisha, Shimut Vashem, Koyam Hashem. This is what Hashem says. Kaes Machar. Think about what the prices were, okay? The prices were to buy dung costing 5 kesef and to buy the head of a chamor, it cost 80 kesef. Is mamish the price is true? He says, tomorrow, case makar today, mamish this time. Okay, Silas Keshekel, this is Sayim, Sayim, Meshekel, Bashar Shonrod. Tomorrow, you're going to be able to buy, you know, Ragalach. Right? With Mandelblades, with Alekita Zakans, it costs 1 shekel. What are you talking about? Like, what? Today you can't even buy cow dung for dust. So Yana Shlish, so the Shlish is standing there, he's got the gun, he's this. He asks a question. Is a Kosh Voga going to open up the sky? Right? Is that what's going to happen? So the Elisha Navi said back, yeah, that's what's going to happen. And you're not going to eat from it. Okay. Right? That's now the Haftarah starts. A parak later. That's what tomorrow, when you hear this, you know the background of Haftarah. Because when you're all listening, obviously, to Haftarah, wondering, you know. Right? So what went on before the Haftarah? Okay. So now this is the Haftarah. I don't have to tell you this part because you'll hear it tomorrow, the next part, right? That's telling you, Bekitzer. Yeah. So Bekitzer. So afterward, Taka, what happened? Taka, all of a sudden, the next day, Aram, who was causing all the problems, the sanctions and whatever, right? Same anti-Semitism, same Yemach Shemoy, right? So then all of a sudden, you know, like all the wars in Navi, there was a great Mahuma, right? All of a sudden a lot of like scary and wah, and the enemies are this, and everybody just ran away, and the whole Aram ran away, boom, right? It sounds like the Gulf War, you know, boom, everybody just ran away. Ask your father about that. And there was a Gansa, why are you making me a cold coffee? Right? And there was a Gansa Mahuma, everyone ran away, and all of a sudden, all of Klai Yisrael realizes that, you know, all these Persian anti-Semites have run away. So they run inside, and they just start taking over everything that's there. Right? The whole Aram is gone, they just left everything in Aza, right? So they're taking over everything, and they take everything back. Sure. The kids, they come into town. So now, I ask you a question. Viva Costas, how much does it cost to buy now a loaf of bread? And how much is it? It's all free. It's all free, right? So, you know, so the prices went from here, fluctuated all the way to here. Now, as they were going, so there he is, this Malach, you know, Yana, what do you call him? Babrazi or something, yeah. Right? Luke, Rav Luke Darton. Ashtan the Tutan mit dem Gun. Yeah, he's standing there. And the Ein Kim and all the people. But they come in, there's something in America, say even Black Friday. You know what that is, right? Yeah. Now today they probably have to call it white or I don't know. So there it is. They're standing by the door. Now what happens in Black Friday? There's always casualties and tragedies and other such things and whatever, you know. And boom, they trampled him. So that's what happened here. This guy who was standing there, what did he say yesterday? Who remembers? Right? What, Hashem is gonna open up the Shemayim? Well, like Hashem's going to open up the Shemayim, right? So what happened today? Honestly, she sees what's going on over here. Hinei Hashem, he's opened the Arubas HaShemayim. All of a sudden, Vayihiloi came. All of a sudden, they trample him to death. Vayir Mesu Oisam. Why? Not on purpose. Just bumped. He was in the way. Right? They trampled him to death. That's what Daftar is tomorrow. The end of the story. Okay, Akkad. Now, why am I telling you this? So Kumsi Yedin Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer in the Shemir Saloshin. And the Shar Tzvunis, I think it was in Parag Zayin, and he asked the Kasha, what did the guy do so bad? What did he do so bad? I mean, the economic matzav was of such that, you know, the dollar today is that, like, you know, I don't even want to say, it's like nivel peh, right? You know, the dollar's okay. If someone comes tomorrow and says, like, you know, the dollar's going to go up to 5, right? The dollar's going to go up to 5. You know, there was actually a time in the world that we believed this could be, right? The dollar's going to go up to 5, right? And I would come and I would say, what the Rebbeinu is going to bring the dollar from you know, like, you know, now you have a dollar, you have to pay them, you know, right? It's going to go up to 5. It's a crazy thing, right? It's a crazy thing. It's a crazy. So he goes, the Chafetz Chaim with the Mahalik. His Malach that explains this, he says, because the Malach, he's called the Malach the whole time, right? This Shlia, he called, what do you call him? The Bratzi, he was Melamed Ran Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is Zaycha to a Nes. He said that the Chafetz Chaim goes with his Malach that everything's Lashon Hara, right? So he says that Klai Yisrael would have been Zaycha to a Nes if they were on a high level. But because Klai Yisrael, so he was like a category on Klai Yisrael. He was talking against God. Why? Klai Yisrael is Zaycha to such a Nes? They deserve a Nes that Hashem will make such a Nes for them. They're on a low level. That's what the Chafetz Chaim goes. Therefore, he deserved to die. But the Malbim says a different pshat, a little bit more pshat than Malbim. The Malbim over here says pshat like this. He says that what did the king come for? The king came to kill him. He came to kill the Elisha. Why? Because it's Elisha's fault of what's going on. Okay? Fine. No. So now, Elisha comes and he says, look, give me a chance. There's going to be an ace. Now, the king can't kill him because what happens if the king kills him? That's what the Malbim explains the whole Shakavataria, what's going on. If the king kills him, then everyone's going to say, we're still in the suffering wrath because of you. You didn't give the Elisha a chance and now we're not going to get the ace. So he said he's going to keep him around for 24 hours. Okay? Now, this guy, this Ratzi fellow, he comes and he says, Herzog Chaim, what are you doing? What are you keeping him around for? He explains, this is the shock of a tire over here. What are you keeping him around for? Like, you think it's going to go like from here to there? So he asked a simple question. But he didn't think, says the Malbim, about the ramifications of that statement. It's true, he didn't mean it even bad. He meant, what are you kidding me? But today, you can buy the head of a chamor, it costs like you have to buy a dira, right? And tomorrow, you're going to tell me that everything in the world is going to be for a shekel? It was, you know, that's crazy, right? It's a very good kasha. But don't ask it now, because your question is so good that what's going to happen, that the melech is going to hear you and say, you know, he's right, let's kill him. It's not going to get it. It's anyways not going to happen, right? So he didn't think before he spoke, says the Malbim. So because he didn't think and he didn't realize what are the ramifications that could come out of what he's saying, so therefore he deserved to die. But that's the limit over here. Sometimes the person, he says something, doesn't he? What did this guy say? No, he's really short. It's true, I didn't say it right. You don't realize the ramification is that this person, For let's say he makes the shidduch for the rest of his life, you know, whenever he sees his son-in-law, right, going to take a magnifying glass, right, you know, and every time, ooh, sorry, did I step on you? Sorry, right, oops, you know, right, you know, it's important you wear a hat, why? Whatever, and high heels, right, you know, like my daughter. But you understand what I'm saying? So you have to think about the ramifications of what you're saying, and not the mice, it's also in this week's parasha also. Because in the parasha you talk about that the bada yasha of a person's mitzayra. So the Gemara in Erech and the Zion, the Gemara asks, why does the mitzayra have to go into bidud? You know, we love this. Right? Why does the mitzayra have to go into bidud? Right? So the Gemara says, because he caused the fight between ish v'ishtar. That's why he has to go into bidud. Because he caused the fight between husband and wife. He causes the fight. He spoke Lashon Hara. He caused the fight between husband and wife. He caused a fight between partners. He caused the fight between people. So we send him into, you know, we send him out of the town. No, my side, I have two kashas. Number one is there lots of averas. Lots of averas and lots of averas, you know. So why this avera do we send him out of the town and not that? But it's a bigger kasha. You know what leprosy is? Right? Avari Levine was a big tzaddik, and he was the only one that would go near the lepers. Because the leprosy is the most contagious disease, right? It makes, you know, corona seem like the flu. Actually, some people actually hold that. So, whatever. You know what I mean. But it's contagious.
Why is there a
kiddush? So Avraham Levine, even when he would go to the lepers, when Avraham Levine would go to lepers, even he would wear a mask. Even he would stand back. Even he was willing to go. No, you have to be careful. It's the most contagious. So what do you mean? Why is it that the Torah says that the leper has to go out of town? Of course he has to go out of town because he's contagious. So the answer to that kasha is that that's not a kasha. Why not? I mean, it is a kasha, right? But why is it not a kasha? Because leprosy is not saras. Right, tzaras is leprosy. It's not leprosy. Tzaras was some ruchniistic disease. The person would get it. Wasn't contagious, b'chol. You know, the tzaras was he got these blotches on his thing. The matzav was moiridik when there used to be tzaras in Klal Yisrael. The guy would have these blotches. You know, you wear like a sweater that nobody should see because it's like, you know, big sign. You know, massive blotches. That, you know, this is not from like, you know, what's it called, that game that they play? Paintball and ball painting and everything, right? This is like big blotches. Everyone's like, wow, he's a big tzaddik. What's the pshat? He has those things. Oh, nothing, you know. No. Then he has like the kayanim have to come and look at him. They're like a kahanim, like those yedidim vans. You know, I'm talking about the beeping yesterday and all that stuff, right? So they come with like kayanim yedidim. You know, they come inside, right? No, they don't even have to. It's not contagious. It's a ras. They come in there and said, like, can we like keep this down? You don't want anybody to know. Look at that. This is serious. It says, we got to take you out of the town. Okay, so let's go into the Kayanim. No, you can't come into the ambulance. You're going to metame it, Igor. Right? So, no. You have to walk out. As you walk out, you saw yesterday, they was on Sirotskin. They were beeping and Yedidim and all this stuff. They were mamish, they had like 50 car, like, what's it called when you have a motorcade, right? Mm-hmm. So they all of a sudden, they start beeping the car and saying, Tome, right? That's the lacha. And all the cheder kids that are standing around, you know, because anytime an ambulance comes by, right? This is like the Kayanim ambulance. It's fun. We're about to see a Rosh Hashiva. Gevaldik, right? So, all of a sudden, they're screaming, Tome, Sura Mimakanat. Like he's walking out. This is the worst. In the world, right? So that was Saras. Saras is not contagious. So that Ibizai. So what Hakado? Why did he get this punishment? Chutz lamachane. I mean, it's enough that he got the blotches and this. Why chutz lamachane? The answer is like this. The answer is like the Gemara says. It's true. He spoke Lashon Hara. That itself is one level of avera, right? But he didn't realize the Gemara says because he caused a problem ben ish leishtai. Because he didn't think about the ramifications of what he's going to say. After that, we give you the worst punishment. You understand now? There's one thing I said bad. Then there's another thing. You don't realize the ramifications of your statement. Oh, that's the worst thing. Good job, this guy.